Hey everyone, welcome to another segment of Black Minecraft here on the Blackest of Minecrafts. Probably should not say that during any entry, any opening, but oh well, it just got said. So I am your host, Janie Laney, and today we do have a different little amount of segments. Today is actually just a really chill segment, but we will be talking to some of our awesome Black Minecraft members. We do have on the floor with us today, we have Vibe, and we also have Tosin. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. And before we get through any other information, I would just like to say shout out to all of our Patreon patrons. Patrons of the Patreon, supporters of the Patreon. Tosin is actually one of those supporters too, so it's just kind of funny.
Yes, I am.
So today I just want
investing in your own future.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, of course you have to invest, but like, I'm going to like, I don't know. Eventually, you just need to stop. Like, I mean, I appreciate it. Trust me, but you know, you don't have to do these things. You don't have to. But yeah, so you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'll go first. Hi, I'm Vibe, and I guess I like to play Minecraft. I've been playing for two years now, I think, and it's just a really nice and fun, chill game. More about me, I live in England, you could probably tell by the accent, and I'm currently like just a student, but yeah, apart from that, some of my hobbies are obviously playing video games. I used to love to swim. I feel like I still love to swim if I got an opportunity to do so. I love to read. I love listening to music. Like, it's music, it gives me therapy. And yeah, that's like a little bit about me.
Okay.
It was Tosin. Sorry, I get mesmerized by listening to English accents. So I was like,
oh my god. Stop.
No, seriously, tell me any story anytime about anything. You can describe making a ham sandwich.
Don't worry, I will. I'm here all days of the week.
Fantastic. Okay, my name is Tosin. I am a dad, a partner, piano player, and video gamer, content creator, and I program to, you know, have money to donate to Patreons. But I really love creativity and making things, and I love Minecraft. I was a person who talked crap about Minecraft earlier in my life, just because I was like, "What is this game with blocks and people? And this is for 5-year-olds, and who would want to play it?" And then I don't know what made me do it. I think it was because I started streaming, and it's like Minecraft's one of the top streaming things, and a lot of streamers I watch do it. And I was like, "Fine, I'll play, I guess." And then I started playing, and then I started watching, like, you know, you get down the rabbit hole of, like, how do I do something? And I started Googling, started watching YouTube videos, found Hermitcraft, and then learned about Redstone. And then the programmer in me was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, and I found a technical Minecraft community in SiteCraft, and I'm not in SiteCraft. I looked at them from very far away. But it's fascinating to me, and it like itches the part of my brain that's like really technical, logical, computer brain person. And so now I'm addicted, and I play with my partner pretty regularly. And so that's a lot of good quality time together. So
it's nice.
Oh, you guys are fancy. Well, my name is Janie Laney, and I'm currently eating applesauce.
Yeah,
that's it. But it's not about me whatsoever. So when it comes down to you guys actually like playing Minecraft and whatnot, like, do you guys ever watch any Black content creators play Minecraft? you know, ever?
To be honest, I don't think I've ever, like, watched, like, if it wasn't for this opportunity, I wouldn't know that there were so many Black Minecraft YouTubers or players out there, just because every time I looked up a video, like Tozin said, when I started out with Minecraft, I looked up, oh, how to build this or how to do that. It was always, I didn't notice it until after a while. I was like, huh, there's not many out there, and it was kind of weird. But then I found you, Janie, through when I was doing a little bit more background research in the, I think, the 10th anniversary of Minecraft, you know, the map by, is it Teamworks or something like that? I don't remember the name, but I found this through that. And I think I was going through their page, going through their Twitter and stuff. And then I found you, and then I was like, oh, like, you know, first Black Minecraft player that I've seen who's like, you know, streamer as well.
Wait, I was on my Twitter.
Yeah, or something like that, or it was suggested to me, or something like that. So I was just kind of like, oh, this is nice. So I think I followed you for about 3 months, and then you posted the tweet about, you know, you're starting this initiative, if you want to join the server. At first, I was a bit hesitant because I was like, oh, maybe this is for, like, serious content creators, and I wasn't one, but I was like, you know, just throw caution to the wind, just apply and see what happens, because it would be cool to play with people who look like me, have gone through the same experiences as me, you know. And yeah, that's how I'm here. So, but to answer your initial question, no, I didn't. I hadn't watched any at all.
Yeah, my story is pretty similar.
What?
So like, literally almost note for note, I started playing. The only person I'd ever seen play Minecraft that was Black is basically I do work, and it was just that he was playing on a huge server, like when the Purge came out on YouTube. He was just on the Purge. Well, he started the Purge server, and so that was the only Black Minecrafter I had ever seen up until early on when I started doing Facebook gaming as well, started like streaming to Facebook and Twitch at the same time, see which one pops off. And then I was just like, you know, trying to follow anybody who played Minecraft who was like within 100 viewers of me, which was zero at the time. And I saw like Janie pop up, and then I was like, I don't know Black people playing Minecraft. What is this?
And then I click on it. Such a mood.
And I click on it, and I drop some stars, and I'm like, and it specifically said this. I was like, I didn't realize Black people play Minecraft other than me. Me and Janie were like talking like through chat. And you know, if anybody's met Janie, you talk to them for like 10 seconds. I'm like, oh, you're gonna be Oprah, Michelle Obama big. Let's hang out, be friends. I'm gonna run with you. You're doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I've just been like, what do you want, Janie? Anything? Let's do it. So
then, yeah.
Well, see, I don't know. Like, hearing these stories it's so weird. It is really creepy because it's kind of like like, I low-key wish I had more of an experience like you guys, where I met more people through their stream that were Black and played Minecraft, because my situation was so bad that I had gotten into Minecraft and you know, the whole entire thing where I had to pay to be Black in the game. Yes, I'm a tad bit still salty, but it is what it is. Because I was on Bedrock, only on Bedrock at the time, especially, and you know, on Xbox, you can't have it. Well, at the time, 2018, it was before the character creator, so I was like, dang, like, you know, maybe the reason why they don't have these Black skins, you know, maybe there's no Black people who play the game. Like, I was very, very confused. So my experience turned into me looking for Black Minecrafters. I found racist videos on YouTube. I found a whole heap of weird. Then I took to Twitter. Honestly, Twitter is where I found some people who were Black outside of Big B Stats. Big B Stats was the only Black person I knew who played Minecraft, but I saw him on Minecon 2018. And the only reason why I did not really count him at the time, and this is just me being straight up and honest, was because I considered him to be so upper echelon, and because he was the only Black person I saw, I thought it was performative that he was on there, to be honest. Like, I thought it was a performative move. I really did. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why was because I never saw Minecraft promote any Black people, ever. Fine. So here it is. I saw him. I thought it was really, really weird. I was like, and he's on the actual, like, he's actually up there talking to people. He's on the stage, you know, couldn't find any other Black people anywhere. Started taking to Twitter, found out people like Calvin and Patar and stuff like that. Found some people. But for the most part, I really didn't find anyone who was Black and welcoming, like wanted to talk to other people, you know, and connect. That's, you know, that's not saying that anybody is a bad person or anything like that, but it just, I didn't feel like Black people actually belonged in the game. I felt like every single Black person I met that played Minecraft was kind of isolated. Like, regardless of how big of a community size that they had, I felt like they were always isolated, which is the reason why they didn't play with other Black people. They would usually be playing by themselves or playing on a server with just a bunch of not Black people, or just doing mini games, like just doing Bed Wars and stuff like that. And that's not to say that Bed Wars is not Minecraft, but I noticed that a lot of them, which were Black males, would do something that kind of didn't require them to really be on a team like that. Like, it was just always just them being by themselves. They wouldn't be in parties with other Black people. They, you know, it would just be them by themselves. So, you know, so I just think it's really, like, interesting when people tell me, you know, they're like, yeah, Janie, then I met you. And I'm just sitting up there like, that's, like, really weird. But I do wish I met somebody like me. Like, I don't want to seem like, you know, I'm the best person in the whole entire world. But to be honest with you, I wish I did meet somebody like me, because now I could only imagine what it was like for you guys to go ahead and meet more people, because I'm already overwhelmed with just meeting you guys. I could just only imagine what that would have been like had I met somebody in 2018 that was like me. Like, I would have freaked out so bad. I probably would have cried. that's actually pretty cool though. You know, I did put out there that I wanted to have have more than just a server, but, you know, I wanted to have some servers that highlighted predominantly Black and people of color. And, you know, I wanted to actually have these conversations. So what was that like with having something like that? Like, did you guys actually think that this was something okay to do? Or did you guys, like, were you guys really hesitant, thinking it was going to flop? Like, what is actually your guys' literal thought process that, wow, we're going to have some servers with Black people in it and start talking about stuff?
My first initial thought was I was a bit like, I'm really excited for this, because I was already, like, in my own personal life, I was already having issues relating to, like, the Black people around me, just because I went to a uni up north in our country. It's not as, like, diverse as, like, down south, like, by London and Manchester and all those places. So most of my friends were white, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, I felt a bit weird because as much as I had fun with them, like, you know, there were some experiences that I wasn't having. I wasn't being, like, talking to people who I could, like, always relate to, sort of thing. And then there was also the issue of where they would probably not like games like I do. So I was already coming in thinking, oh, like, what if they don't like me? Or what if this is, like for big Black creators, and I'm like, you know, there's just nobody, like, nobody will accept me or something like that. So I guess I did come in thinking that, like, I was gonna get shunned or something. But then I also thought the initiative was, like, really cool, because, you know, when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, that's true. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that I was playing with my partner, or I was playing with the server that I found, they're all really nice people. Like, if it wasn't for them, like, I wouldn't have thought, like, oh, shoot, like, that I don't actually have any Black friends on Minecraft. So, yeah, those were, like, my first thoughts when I decided to join.
I was kind of similar. I had, like, mixed... My feelings landed on two sides, right? One was, like, excited, you know, being on the server with other Black people is going to be great, especially meeting, like, you and the few people I met when you were doing the Bedrock playtest. And I was like, this will be fun, especially being with people who are... Being with somebody who's heading in, whose mind is thinking about content creation, because, you know, you watch Hermitcraft, you decide you want to start making content like that, and then you get on servers, and then you realize, oh, that takes a collective thought process around it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to think about it and agree to it, and certain things have got to be going on that make it, like, content creationable, and the servers have to be built certain ways, and things like that. So you just find that, like, yeah, like, people not wanting to take the time to stand still for a screenshot on servers, and people not understanding, like, hey, let's all go fight the dragon together, because that's a better video than, like,
mm-hmm.
us hearing random sounds later. Like, people who are just on the same page with that. So that was, like, super exciting. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I think anybody
who's grown up, like, Black and had to live around white people has, like, that internal feel of, like, fear of, oh man, we're about to get a bunch of Black people together all at once. And you know, I play first person shooters as well, and, like, if you're in Call of Duty lobbies and Apex lobbies, and yeah. you know, the Black people there, they're hit or miss, right?
There's
all kinds of things that can happen.
Yeah, they'll either be absolutely nice to you, or they'll be welcoming, or they'll just be literal, like, douchebags.
And then you wrap up all the old fears, like, am I Black enough to be on the Black Minecraft server? Like, my voice sounds Black to some people because it's deep, and then it sounds white to some people because I say words that are more than two syllables, which is
yeah
a whole podcast we can have later.
But, for real.
So, you know, I was worried about that, and just, like, all of those things coming up. But, you know, I got on Bedrock, I did the Bedrock, I did the thing I started to do. I don't like Bedrock edition as much as I like Java. When the Java server came up, I was like, sweet, like, it's something that's, like, Java can keep my attention and keeps me in there. It was, like, hard mm-hmm. to turn on Bedrock and get in there and grind. Mostly I've just been, like, now I'm excited. It's become, like, a kind of a nightly routine for me and Sophia. So just, like, sit in the room together, we build and argue and build and make things and have cute little moments and record everything. It's fun and it's awesome, and then, like, interacting with people on the server, and it's great.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it a lot, and there's a comfort that is not easy to describe, having, like, conversations about Minecraft with Black people that I haven't put my finger on.
Yeah, like, it is kind of like, it's just out of the, like, when you've, I get what you mean, because when I've talked about Minecraft before now, it was always, you know, me and my partner, like, oh, I'm going to go continue building this project that I was building, or, you know, it's never been being Black in Minecraft. So this is, like, definitely an interesting take on it.
I think the easiest example was or a moment that like encapsulated like, man, this is the difference, was I was mm-hmm. in a voice chat with Hazelin mm-hmm. and I'm on Twitch and Cam is watching me on Twitch and I'm running through the Nether with no gold on, and I, like, the way I'm getting heckled from Cam and Hazelin is hysterical and uniquely Black. I was like, I'm clutching my pearls, watching you jump across these rails like this.
I just feel like it's gonna be funny.
Yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, it's great. It's like, oh, it's great. I'm very excited about it.
See, and so basically, that was one of the things. I'm gonna be honest with you. Me personally, I don't have too many Black people to actually talk about Minecraft with. When I first started playing Minecraft, my friend Munchkin would play Minecraft with me and everything like that. And she would always be a good source, but like, I main Minecraft. She doesn't. So sometimes it would still sometimes come off as kind of a little bit of a disconnect a bit, because she could go and talk about Sims, right? And I would shut down, like, all right, it just went too far. You know, because my brain gets weird after Minecraft. I'm more so Minecraft, and then I go to my indies. So I'm like on Terraria and things of that nature. Like I'm literally I love the building and the crafting, right? And that's just how I am. So for whatever reason, though, when I started playing Minecraft, there actually was a lot of people on Mixer who unfollowed me, a lot of Black people who unfollowed me, who started not taking me seriously, who would mm-hmm. make fun of my streams because I did do family-friendly streaming as well. There was just a huge shift at how I was looked at in the Black community, and it hurt, right? When I tell you it hurt so much, I mean, growing up, I'm from San Diego and I moved to Florida. That was already a culture shock, seeing how these Black people are versus the Black people I knew in California. Like, that was already weird, but to then experience yep. something like this again in the gaming industry was trash. I was so mad. Like, there were people who I used to sit in their streams. I used to mod for them. I used to do a whole bunch of stuff, you know, hang out in their community and all that stuff. When I started playing Minecraft, I started getting questioned, like, why are you playing white people games? And you know what?
Yeah.
I couldn't even get mad at them. Why? Because Minecraft is a white person's game. Why? Because it is basically dominated by white people. Only white people are the ones who are normally being highlighted. So then flash forward, 2019 comes around. I end up somehow, by God's infamous will, going and getting invited to MineCon 2019. All right. They had me out there. They put me inside of a 5-star hotel. Yes, the heck they did. I was there for a week. It was lit. But
yes,
it got even weirder, because what ended up happening was, when I was there, I could count the amount of Black people that were there, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that they were related to the hype man, black man, hype man host guy. Like, I'm pretty sure that those were his kids. Like there was me, Black person, and then it was like two or three Black kids right in front of me, and that's it. they panned the whole entire audience a few times, and I was like looking at the thing, like looking at the monitor, low key trying to point out some Black people. It's like, nah, yeah. Son, that's it. you're good. So
I do that sometimes. Like, it's right. So bad. Like, I go into a room and I'm immediately like, okay, I'm the only black person in here. Cool, cool. Right. It's so, so bad.
What ended up happening was then the next year over, so in 2020, in March, I do believe, they then released, mind you, it was already known on Twitter that I had went. But on in 2020, on March, they released the Meet a Minecrafter video, which is what I was interviewed for. And even after that, was on Twitter, it was on Instagram, it was on Facebook, it was on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. Still on the Minecraft YouTube. Even after all of that, I you know, I thought that when they played it, I thought I was going to meet more black people. I really did. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly felt like that was it. Like, I was ready. Like, I was like, this is going to be the big kahuna. Everybody's going to come out the woodwork. All the black people are going to come off the plantation. Like, I was let me explain to you exactly happened. So what happened was, yes, because some people from Minecraft did encourage me to make sure I had my YouTube going. I was like, okay, did my little reaction video to it and all that stuff. I did meet some black people who were Minecrafters, but I also met a lot of black people who played Minecraft who were actually scared to make content. I met people who actually messaged me and told me I should probably not make content because you don't know what person's going to be racist. I had some people plotting against my channel. I had some black people plotting against my channel because they felt like I was just trying to boost up white people or some mess. Like, there were some people who felt I had never actually played Minecraft, but, you know, I was just in a performative tweet. Like, there were so many things, and rightfully so, because it, I guess, nobody had really seen Minecraft honestly try to put into the forefront a black person, although it has happened before, but nobody seems to ever remember it when it does happen. So, you know, I, as much as I love it when people tell me about their stories of them finally being able to meet black Minecrafters, it kind of bothers me because there are so many black Minecrafters. There have been black Minecrafters out there since the alpha dropped. Mm-hmm. But it just really bothers me that that is not what's represented. That is not what is represented on the Bedrock nor on the Java scale, which is, to me, pretty wild, especially considering the fact that there actually are some of us. Now, this is not me, all right? I'm not going to say that this is me, but there are some of us, such as Calvin, all right? There are some of us who have over millions of subscribers on YouTube who create Minecraft content all the time. A lot of people don't even know that Calvin even exists. And I'm livid and I'm devastated at the amount of times that I have seen on Twitter people looking for people who are black and play Minecraft, but yet and still they don't know some people who have over millions of subs. So, you know, when I wanted to create black Minecraft, like I didn't want to create black Minecraft because I did this in 2018. I didn't want to create black Minecraft in order to be combative or anything like that. I didn't want to start a problem. I knew I was going to start a problem, but my goal was not for it to be a problem. But I knew it was going to be a problem because anytime you highlight any black person, any person of color, anytime you decide to go ahead and do that, you always get hit with the backlash of, we're all people, we all bleed the same, we are not different.
Yeah.
Whenever there's something going on that is not highlighting a white person, you are always met with the, what does color have anything to do with it? You know? And technically speaking, you know, if we want to be honest, black Minecraft actually, Black Minecraft, the term black actually was not about the color of my skin, all right? To start off, it really wasn't. I actually chose black because black is always seen as dirty, because black is always seen as disgusting, because black is always seen as very different. It just so happens that us brown people, because we are actually brown, are called black in certain areas. But, you know, there's that.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, it's always one of those things where it's never a problem until you highlight or try to uplift one group because they've been overshadowed, and you find that the other group that may be that may be like affected by this will come out and be like, you know, we're all the same. Like, why are you highlighting? Why can't you just highlight the person because, you know, they're great at something? And I just feel like it needs to be understood that for so long we haven't been giving that like area to shine. We haven't been able to shine in, like, especially in the gaming industry. You know, growing up, I didn't used to see a lot of POC gamers until I grew up and I, you know, started finding them. I knew how to find them because, you know, some of them are so hidden and discreet that you kind of have to know someone who knows them, you know? So I just feel like if people could see past the fact that it's not just us trying to win one over, like the other, like against like white people or something. And if they just see it as us wanting to be on that equal level, like given that recognition, like, because you see people like, I'm trying to think of like a white YouTuber, off the top of my head, like Pixel Rift or something, or Flip, right? Like, you know, their builds are great. Like, they can really do great builds, you know, but what's stopping other people from uplifting, let's say, a black person, let's say, I don't even know who to mention, but let's say a black Minecraft YouTuber who also is like very great at like mega builds and stuff like that. What is stopping everyone from giving that person that same recognition? You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I just wish people didn't see it as an attack. Like, us uplifting ourselves isn't an attack on your skin tone. It's just us trying to make ourselves feel better. It's us not even trying to make ourselves feel better. It's us showing you, trying to tell you that we deserve it too. We deserve that praise too, sort of thing. Yeah, so.
And a lot of people, you know, when they're talking about, I was like, oh, you're doing something to us because you're talking about your marginalized group. I'm like, look, you're trying to live in a world that is, you know, many generations away from equal, right? And so we're not bringing it up because we don't agree with you. Like, of course, if I could wave a magic wand, we would be done with the
and
differences and all that. Like, let's do that. Sure. If anybody has that magical power, fine. But the case is still that, like, as far as content creation goes, you know, white people rise to the front. You know, people's idea of good is based in whiteness, and so you have that you have that whole problem. Like, I did comedy for a long time, and you know, I played piano for improv comedy, and because I'm a black person in a very white space that is improv, like, everybody's like, how do we get more black people here? And I'm like, look, you got three problems. Your classes cost $200, and that's actually going to exclude people of color. Second, your idea of what is good to be on stage is based on your whiteness. So you think one joke is funny from a white dude, and my interpretation, and for me, that joke means nothing. And
yeah, like, it's not relatable at all.
And you have no sensitivity to it whatsoever. So you're up there. My favorite example of, you know, just as I was on stage playing piano, and there's a game that goes on where the director asks three people to try their best to imitate something. So you'll ask like a group of people to try to make the Statue of Liberty, and they'll get in a position that looks like it, and there's two groups competing. So we get down to three people, and they're all, the instruction was, who can look the most like Beyonce? And the whitest man, Justin Timberlake white, well, skin tone white, Justin Timberlake is part of the family, I consider him black. Justin Timberlake white walks over to me and raises my hand. That is the end of his attempt to look like Beyonce. And I'm like,
wow.
And so, and my brain at first was like, well, I guess Beyonce's a musician, but you look more like Beyonce than I do. Like, if you can't see me, but I am a gorilla-sized black man. So me and Beyonce do not look similar in any way, shape, or form. And then I'm much darker than Beyonce. I'm, you know, there's...
Not even that on weird... that, like... Yeah,
on the color spectrum, Beyonce is closer to his skin tone than mine. And so I was like, what are we doing over here? And
yes, ma'am.
People get consumed with the blackness of something or the, like, you know, whatever the buzzword of the day is or whatever the oppression of the day we're talking about is. And people get consumed in that and forget. You're dealing with a person who's actually being harmed by this. Like, if we stop thinking, oh man, all these black people are just mad about this, this, and this. And I'm like, no, your friend can't do things with his life that he wants to do because of this. Like, please approach it that way. Like, I have to grind 10 times as hard as Pixel Rift will ever have to get probably half as famous as he will.
Right? Yeah.
I was like, Marcel like, is just... one of the... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, yeah, it's just like sometimes I think about it, it sucks. It has deterred me in the past because this isn't the first time I've thought of making content out of the things I like to do out of the games. Because I don't only play Minecraft, like sometimes I play Destiny and stuff like that. But it, like, what deters me is that I might not get somewhere like as close to somebody else. Like, let's say, for example, my partner also wants to make content, right? And if the two of us start at the same time, people are more than likely probably going to watch him stream or post or whatever on YouTube and then me, because one, I'm POC, I'm black, and two, I'm a girl as well. And like that, definitely, I feel like if I want to get to his level where he can just literally turn on, let's say, a webcam, his mic starts playing, gets a few hundred views, I will have to have all kinds of gimmicks, some side, you know, Instagram, some giveaways before I start gaining that kind of traction, or I have to do some crazy challenges. And I feel like that shouldn't be the case. That's not fair. Why can't we both just switch on our webcam and get going, you know?
Yeah, it's like that idea of like, I'll basically have to embarrass myself for a while in order to get famous. And then I'm close to like, I'm over 400 pounds and I'm like a big dude. And like an idea that has been presented to me in chat that I thought of myself and friends have presented to me is things along the line of like, you should just do mukbangs and eat food while you play Minecraft. And I was sure.
Yeah, like something like that. You're just kind of like, okay, so are you trying to insult me? Or like, I don't know, go on, sorry.
Like, I hear that you're trying to help, but like, it feels embarrassing.
And that's not something you
ask white people to do.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't look at a top heavy or like, you know, a bigger white person and be like, oh, you should do this to make your videos more interesting. You will watch their video as it is, or you watch their stream as it is. Like, why do you need that extra just because of, you know, it's not like, why do you have to go above and beyond just to be funny? Like, that's not what you want to do. You just want to play a game and go with it. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing extra bits. It's just like, why do I have to make a fool of myself first?
Right. And well, that's one of the reasons why, I'm gonna be honest with you, is one of the reasons why I feel like my journey is so surreal, because I'm a big believer in not doing things to be embarrassed just for somebody to accept me being black. There have been several times when, like, even just in general, like how Mr. Beast goes into people's chats and tells them to go do stuff, embarrassing stuff, die in games just for some cash. Like, I've never been the type of person to be okay with belittling myself just for an ounce of clout, just to kind of get ahead. So, like, for me, sometimes I sit back and I think to myself, there are black people who are out there breaking their necks just to do all of this stuff, but Minecraft won't even go look at them. And it kills me because there are people, they ask me all the time, Janie, how did you get to Minecon? Well, let me explain to you exactly what the heck I did. Because I did something that a lot of black people would not even feel the need to do. I did something that a lot of black people even told me was stupid. I sat in Minecraft's chat because they used to live stream on Mixer. I sat in their chat. I would talk to them just to talk to them. And every single day, I would just be hanging out, talking to Helen, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with David, you know, seeing what wacky tacky things David has going on, because he was always out there about to go and die and stuff like that, you know. So I was really just out there. And then one day when I really, really, really wanted to go to, I really wanted to go to Minecon. I felt it in my spirit because I saw Big B stats on there. I was like, you know what? I want to know more. How do you go? I just wanted to sit in the audience. I didn't want to do anything at all. I didn't even think about getting interviewed. I didn't think about nothing like that. Well, what ended up happening was I decided to DM all of the devs. I went onto the Minecraft.net and I found out all of the names of the devs. I followed all of them on Twitter, like a whole entire stalker and a half, and I DM'd them the same thing. I actually copied and pasted it, and I said, I want to know how to get to Minecon. That is exactly what I did. And I sent that to all of them, and I expected to be told that I can't go, or I expected not to get my DM read. But most of them actually read my DM, and a few of them responded to me. And then I was sent from Mojang an email saying, hey, you know what? We heard you want to go to Minecon, but we also did hear that you're doing something called Black Minecraft. Tell us more. Matter of fact, come hang out with us at Minecon and we'll interview you for it.
Oh.
Yo, I had one of the largest games in the industry, because Minecraft is one of the highest, it's one of the top grossing games in the whole entire world and has been for years. Put me up in a 5-star hotel for a week. And it wasn't even supposed to originally have been a week, because I had booked my plane tickets kind of weird. And I was like, yo, I kind of need more time. They're like, oh, not a problem. I actually had that happen. And that's not an opportunity that a lot of black people even get. And that's not fair. And there are people who do more than me. Like, I'll never sit up here and say I work harder than other people. I know I do work harder than some other people, but I don't work harder than most people. I do not. I just work differently. And I work towards the greater good of other people. And I really wish that more people would understand that not every single black person is really sitting up there trying to do something just for themselves. To be honest with you, there's a lot of black people who don't even do stuff for themselves, but they just want to do something so that people that look like them can stop being scared. That's it. Like,
yeah, could have that recognition. Recognition matters.
Right. And honestly, most black people don't even feel like they could ever even live off of their content. I thankfully live off of my content, and I've never had a 9-to-5 job while creating content at all. For the last 3 years, I've never had a 9-to-5 job. Right. But that's just me. That's just something I was able to do. I'm just imagining if more companies, if more people actually took the time out to go ahead and get to know a black person beyond them just being black, there would be more levels of opportunity. And shout out to Pixel Riffs, by the way.
Just honorable mention, and I'll just like,
not for real, because Pixel Riffs is actually a really nice guy. He is real nice, and he's actually really funny. But Pixel Riffs, to be honest with you, I first met him on Twitch when he raided me. I didn't know what the heck a Pixel Rift was. I think I even said that name, that man's name wrong. I'd probably try to call him Pixie. I didn't because I never really got into watching a lot of Minecraft content because it was all just a bunch of white men. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't identify with them. And if it wasn't a white man, it was a white girl that would end up talking like this. Hey, how you doing today, BB? Oh, welcome to the stream. Like, I don't want to watch that crap. So, like, I literally never identified with hardly any Minecrafters because I didn't feel welcomed if I went into their chat or their content. Like, if I did see a white Minecrafter, it would just be like a tutorial, like, bim, bam, boom, yeah. Like, matter of fact, I found out I was actually subscribed to Waddles for a whole lot longer than I thought I was because I saw Waddles go ahead and do some contraption. I thought it was real cool. But, you know, it just really sucks.
Waddles,
that,
my man. He's my favorite.
It just really sucks that, like that we don't have a lot of people to look up to in Minecraft. But Pixel Rifts decided to go ahead and raid me on Twitch. Mind you, this is after the fall of Mixer. This is okay. I was just sitting up there just trying to figure out how I'm going to make life work on Twitch. And he came through. His community is so supportive, all right? His community is so supportive. And when I started talking about Black Minecraft, it didn't scare him. And he wasn't angry with me. And his chat was not angry
about it.
Right. And matter of fact, he then, when I went and go, and we put out a... one of our podcast episode, dude decided to go and retweet me. I did get mad when he did it, and I definitely slid him a message like, what the heck? Because I wasn't ready for that. I was so shocked. I almost cried. I was like, what is this? You know, but it's like, we don't always get that experience. And I know that there's a lot of Black people that are like, well, I don't need a white person to boost me up and this, that, and the third. But I'm going to be honest with you. In a white male dominated arena, that is actually what we need until companies start wanting to allow us to have a voice that can be heard. This is the type of stuff that we actually need. And no, I did not ask Pixel Rift for anything. I haven't asked that man for nothing. I never tried to buy advertisement from him. I never ask people for anything. I'm just genuine. When I meet you, I'm a genuine person. If you decide to go ahead and do X, Y, and Z, that's always on your own terms. But that right there, like that moment of validation was actually, it was something really big to me because it was, here's a man where I didn't have to lobby in his chat. I didn't have to go out there and give him a whole bunch of shout outs to be noticed. I didn't have to donate to him. I literally was just doing my own thing. And he saw that it was something that was needed. And honestly, that is really what Black Minecraft is all about. You know, we're out here just living our best lives. We're not trying to do a whole bunch of off the top things in hopes of being able to be seen. No, we just want to be able to play a game. We just want to be able to make our content and we just want to be able to at least just be heard, you know? Like it would be great if we're able to be heard without being called the N-word. It would be great if we're able to be heard but not buried underneath a bunch of white content. And honestly, it would also be really awesome if we were just able to just live our best lives without having fear of getting our channel shut down just for being Black. You know, like there's so much within this, you know, and it's wild because Black people aren't even asking for much. I'm telling like everyone who's listening to this podcast, you know, I know a lot of times you guys are under the notion that Black people just want something. And I'm going to be honest. Yeah, there's a lot of Black people that just want something. There's a lot of every people that just want something. All right. Like, to be honest with you, I see more white people begging for money on the street than I do Black people. All right. Who knows? Maybe all the black people are drug dealers. I don't know. Maybe the black people got the drug deal game on lock and the white people are just out there on the street. I don't know. But at the end of the day, we're not asking for anything that's out of pocket. We're not asking for you guys to sit up there and call us darn queens and kings. We're not asking for that. Mm. All we're asking is opportunities. Right. We just want to look. I just want to exist. I want to cut on my stream, live my best life without somebody talking to me about weave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
I like that weave you have. What the freak are you talking about?
This was also another worry about me joining a Black Minecraft server is like this. There's a time and a place talking about the trauma of being black. Mm-hmm. And I did not want to be playing Minecraft talking about, you know, police brutality all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm here to play a game so that I can be like, the podcast is fine. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be talking about. But I was afraid that it was like, it's going to be a collection of things like that, because I know exactly what you mean. Like, they see a black person and then all of a sudden it's either like well-meaning white people trying to be like, oh, let's discuss all the traumatizing things about being black. And I'm like,
right.
I'm like, and you were saying something about, you know, that's what we need from white people. And I was like, look, white people, you want to help? Click, like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, literally, exposure. Like, we're laughing about it, but like, exposure really like it helps. Like, if that's what, if they want to be allied and want to help, that's literally the best thing you can do.
Yeah,
I have a friend who's been in my streams every day. This is a white woman who I did a Zoom musical with. And she was one of the technical OBS operators, or she was one of the audio operators, and I did the mixing for it all. And this woman, every day, asks me if I'm streaming. Every time I go live, she shares it. She's been literally my one viewer for like months. Every time, I've always been there. And will stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning with me, and has things to do in the morning. And I was just like, this.
And that's the thing, is that, like, to be honest with you, my journey has been so lonely with not a lot of support from black people. And I mean, I'm keeping it 100%, all right? I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, well, Janie said this about black people. No, I'm going to tell you guys the real. The real is this. It's very lonely even discussing that I wanted to meet more black people playing this game. But then you do have a lot of non-black people who literally see what you're doing and don't want to provoke you to talk about any other traumas and just want to support you. And, you know, I would love it if there were more people like that, because me and Pixel Riffs, we could have a conversation about anything else besides me being black. Like, I don't need to say, hey, Pixel Riffs, let me tell you about what it was like to be a black person today. Like, you know, I don't have to do that. I don't have to say, well, me and my Nubian friends, like, you know, it's nothing weird like that. It would just be really nice, though. It would be honestly nice if the only time I was contacted was not just to do a diversity and inclusion segment. It would be nice if the only time I was ever invited into something, it wouldn't be a time when I'm the only black person there, just so then they could go ahead and hit a mark with having a black person included. I just want to have the same respect that you give somebody else. That's it. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, but hey, if you have to use this for our blackness, you know, listeners, we're talking to you. If you guys do need to ever use any of us for your blackness, you know, you could always contact the Black Minecraft Twitter, and I will set up payment options. All right. Listen, I know people don't believe in slavery, but hey, yo, son, I'll put a price on somebody's head real quick. Like, oh, you need black people for diversity, for some performative stuff. $200, $200 an hour. Right. I'm serious.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you want to use all black women, you're going to have to pay for it.
You can totally be my Black Madam. I will use my blackness for whatever you want me to do.
But I'm serious though. like for real. Like if we are such a hot commodity for whatever reason, you know, if you guys are just looking for a black person because that's just on your agenda today to go ahead and go and do something for your guys' program because that's all that we're good for. If that's the only time you ever need a black person, cool, we all come with the price. And it depends on the time of day of what that price is going to be. It's like a little stock market, all right? But yeah, but I did just want, you know, all the listeners today just to kind of get a little bit of a synopsis of some of the people who are on the server. Now, mind you, when we are making our content, you may not get this kind of talk. It may literally have nothing to do with being black. We really might have an issue with the wandering trader or something. Like it may, the content may not even be focused on us being black. But the content is just focused on us playing the game. That's all we want. All we want is just for you guys to enjoy our content. I mean, if you like us because we're black, like I said, throw some money at us. However much you think our skin costs, throw it. But honestly, we're just asking to be inside of this space, to be well-respected, and you know, having the same opportunity of growth as somebody else. So... any lasting thoughts, comments?
I will probably just say I'm definitely really excited about this journey. I feel like we're definitely going to make something out of this, and I'm glad I'm doing it with you guys. Like, this is the most welcome I felt by a group of people on the internet in like for and ever. Like, you know, so I'm just, can't wait for the future, I suppose.
My thoughts are the same. You know, Janie, I'm glad I met you. My partner, constantly is like, that one, whatever
she says. Sophia's off the Sophia.
Yeah, they are magnificent. And, you know, same feelings. I'm like, I feel welcome. It feels like it's worth my effort and time, and looking forward to seeing what it becomes. Like, I'm gonna hit Twitch affiliate probably in the next couple of weeks, and that's pretty much pretty much entirely Mal's fault. Mal hit me with a 30 person raid, and fortunately I was in the middle of like dying to millions of zombies, and so it was an entertaining raid timing. and then those people have stayed and come back for all my streams for like the last week or couple weeks. Thank you to them. Mumbo Jumbo, if you're listening, answer my TikToks.
answer your TikToks
one time, Mumbo. I make like redstone time lapses of.
No. Oh, redstone. Okay, that makes sense now. At first, I was like, why Mumbo Jumbo? But they said redstone, and I was like, okay.
I tag him in, and I was just like, are you proud of me, Mumbo? And I'm going to keep doing it until he, like, retweets me.
He'll recognize me. Notices you.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. That's what you got to do, all right? I wanted T-Pain to notice me in his chat, so I started gift subbing his bots. And then me and T-Pain just so happened to be in the same E3 video. So I'm coming for him. This was after I made a skin of him and he retweeted it. So I'm coming for him too. So like, yeah, I got you. So Mumbo Jumbo's supposed to go. Okay. Well, we're going to have to make that happen then. Somehow.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. I'm about to start. Once we beat the dragon, I'm gonna start making the bigger stuff. That's when I'm going to start re-recording time lapses and getting back into it again.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of a bit like scared. I'm still like very, very new. Like, I don't even know how to edit videos and stuff like that. I can post pictures and stuff, but yeah, I'm going to get there. I suppose.
Yeah. So for those of you guys who don't know, Vibe is coming from Reddit Nation, Toxic Nation. So it is toxic. It's toxic over there. Okay, it is. It just is. But so
if you stay off the toxic side, you'll be fine. Honestly.
So vibe is coming from more of the posting of the pictures. So you guys are actually going to get a little bit of everything within the Black Minecraft ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But yeah, so awesome sauce. As per the usual, remember guys, you guys can always contact Black Minecraft with _ Black Minecraft on Twitter. We do have www.blackminecraft.com. Yes, the front page will eventually get done. Leave me alone. But we actually do have a website, you know. Go ahead and go to it. You can also talk to us by using the hashtag, #AskBlackMinecraft, or just #BlackMinecraft. And we'll go ahead and check those tags so you guys could go ahead and get your questions answered. And if you two would love to go ahead and drop your social media, that would be great. Your social media, your stream outlets, content outlets.
You can find me at Tosin Plays and those things. That's Tosin Plays. That's my Twitch, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. The only caveat is there's an _ between Tosin and Plays on Twitch.
And you can find me, Vibe, on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at DelayedVibe1826. So that's Delayed, DELAYED. Vibe is VIBE, and then 1826.
Awesome. So I really do appreciate you guys for being on the podcast. Keep in mind, listeners, that both Vibe and Tosin are actually going to have their own segments on the main part of the Black Minecraft podcast. This was just a little bit of a snippet of some other stuff to come, but they're actually going to have their own segments. Vibe is very, 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 very good with the building, with the structure, with the awesomeness of
the detailing,
yes, all that stuff, you know, making sure that real estate is looking on point. All right, so mm-hmm. Vibe is actually going to have a segment, Builder's Corner, and then Tosin is mm-hmm. actually going to have Tosin Tech. That is not the official name. Tosin actually will Tosin speak about.
There you go.
Was
title?
Tosin will actually Tosin, be speaking.
I'll take time to talk about tech because my name's Tosin.
Tosin will actually be speaking about the technical and the mechanics of Minecraft, whether it be redstone builds or what have you. So we do actually have more things to come on our Black Minecraft podcast, and I'm really, really, really excited for you guys all to hear it. We're also going to have a few other things down the line with Vibe and Tosin separately too, so that's going to be really, really interesting. So guys, as always, thank you all for listening. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your love and your support, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.